you are passionate, you become a motivator. When you have motivation, everybody understands what they need to do. Trust me, people pay the most amount of money to be motivated. There is nothing more powerful in the world than motivation, because it's motivation that touches the heart the most. Because when it comes to transacting thereafter, you and I know what to do after that. Because you and I all have been gifted with abilities to do things. You and I all know what we need to do. It's that motivation that we're lacking. Even when you go to the gym and you're going to work out, all those exercises that you have to do for the next few years in order to reach that state that you can consider yourself to be somebody who's fit, requires motivation. That's why people who buy exercise equipment in their homes usually hang their clothes on. Why? Because it's not the equipment, it's the motivation. And usually when you go to the gym and you see others who look really good, you're motivated to be like them. Hence, you are driven to do it. It's a dream. It's in here. When you and I have it and it really touches you, you go after it. Look at those workers, those who do work out and they have phenomenal bodies. They didn't reach that. They have such a powerful dream. It never stops them from going to the gym, even when they are tired. Now imagine that's just going to the gym to buff yourself up, which is the lowest of the low transactions among all the transactions that we have to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I say lowest of the low, I'm not belittling it. Don't get me wrong. These are just mechanical, material things. These are fantastic things. These are great investments for the body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards people with beautiful views, with beautiful bodies that last long, they even age longer. But imagine the same analogy that when you and I take our struggles towards Allah in struggling to pray, to promote good, to avoid backbiting, to promote the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though the world comes against us, even though we may lose all our friends because we're holding on to the way of Allah, then who is there to stop us? This is just the essence of social. You look at innovators, take a person like Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison would sleepless nights for years after years trying to come up with the first light bulb. How does a person have that desire? While everybody's having a good time, he's got an idea. And that idea is burning in him. And he can't stop to put it in action. Not for money. He's not thinking that when I make the first light bulb, I'll be a millionaire. No, not even thinking about that. Most innovators, if you ask them, what was the impetus of doing this? They said, my passion. What comes after that is secondary. My passion for it. I love it. I love indulging in it. That is my reward. My indulgence in that which I love is my reward. Brothers and sisters, this is just Thomas Edison who came up with the light bulb. And when he was asked, Mr. Edison, would it not have been good that all these years you've spent, that the first time you would have made this bulb work, it would have been a great feat for you? Look at his answer of a passionate individual. He says, no. I am the world's best expert on how not to make a light bulb. And that's passion. And when you ask a person, wow, you mean you didn't lose it? He said, no, I'm a world's best expert on what not to do. If you ever want to understand what to do, you better be an expert on what not to do also. Even sports athletes who are the best in the world, they know what not to do. They don't only know what to do, they know what not to do. Why? Because the heart, when you touch it, it guides you and teaches you what